Good morning. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
We last talked about the middle of last year. You're in Brisbane. And what's been happening with your music life since then?
It's been a bit slow. I had a bit of time off after that release of my song Something Else. And I was just kind of enjoying the quietness, I guess, that we were all forced to have. And then, yeah, when the start of this year hit, I thought, you know what? We got to get back into it. I thought this song was the perfect song to release. So I've just been working on this project and having a bit of a slow life, which is nice.
The new song, Never Alone, is that kind of COVID related?
Yeah, it is. It's a song that I wrote for my sister. She, in early, I think March 2020, she was overseas in London. And that was kind of the beginning of the pandemic, as everyone knows. And we didn't know, but I didn't know if she was going to be able to come back or what was really going to happen. And so I was pretty worried. And so then this song kind of came out, and my brother, Bradley McCaw, who's a songwriter as well, he helped finish the song and we sent it to her. And it was just kind of a way to say, we're thinking of you and, you know, hopefully you can come back soon. And then it was, yeah, about 2 years later, I thought, well, this is still kind of relevant. And so I decided to record it with Michael Moko, who's a fantastic producer and musician. And yeah, so it seems to still be resonating with people now, which is sad, but still it's, you know, it's great to share the experience.
Did your sister ever get back, or is she still in the UK?
No, she did get back. Yeah, she was pretty fortunate. She came back quite early, actually.
What have you planned for the next year now that we're opening up, I think?
Yes, who knows what the future holds. I have some really exciting projects in the work, so I think I'll be working on some more recordings. I'm planning to do some more touring towards the end of the year as well, but it's really hard to plan, I guess, in advance. For this release, the release of Never Alone, I do have a few shows in Queensland and Northern New South Wales, which is really exciting, and fingers crossed everything will move ahead as it should. But yeah, I really want to get out and play more. It just depends on where everything goes.
But are things brightening up in Queensland on the COVID front?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I'm a bit I steer clear of the news as much as I can to keep sanity. I don't know if anyone else does that, but yeah, I think shows are being able to go ahead and people are just being safe. And yeah, it's I think we're all just kind of trying to live with it and try to be safe and do the right thing.
Wish you all the very best for the future, and thank you for talking.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
I see your front door. I know that right down the hall. There's a table that holds all that's waiting back home. It's colder today. You're wishing the winter away. This feeling, it's strong, it's too far, it's too gone. By now you ought to know you're never alone. never alone.